I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Efforts to remove ISIS' remaining physical caliphate began this week, but Open Doors USA's Dr. David Curry says
they don't need territory. They don't need a capital. They have nodes in the network that are still active. They have massive wealth that has expanded their ability to train, to fund, and to attack. And most importantly, their philosophy is still alive and well.
Please pray God would use Christians in the Middle East to break down ISIS extreme ideology. And more than 170,000 people participated in CityFest in the United States last weekend. This event brought hundreds of Christians together to worship and learn about Jesus. Now that CityFest is over, how do people stay motivated to keep sharing about Christ? Andrew Palau of the Luis Palau Association.
Even when these catalytic moments are gone, be personally dedicated to doing something in your life related to meeting new people, loving them, getting to know them.
Find your place in the full story about CityFest at missionnews.org. And today, Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating the inauguration of David Holston as their new president. Holston hopes to grow MAF as an aviation ministry reaching isolated people for Christ.
At the end of the day, we want the gospel to be foremost in what we do, so that as we come alongside of a person who is physically or spiritually isolated and connect them to the resources that can really bring transformation to their situation, we want to put Christ before them.
Please ask God to bless this time of transition with MAF. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. As you join our social media network, we'll get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.